At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
As we wrap up 2024, the pop culture experts at Consequence are back with our annual report, celebrating the year's best in music and entertainment. And this time, we're bringing you something extra, a brand new podcast series exclusively on Amazon Music. Get inside access with interviews featuring the year's biggest artists, actors, and filmmakers, plus discussions with the Consequence team on our best of the year lists. And the best part, you can tune in with Amazon Music Unlimited, now free for 3 months. For a limited time, get 3 months of Amazon Music Unlimited free by visiting tryamazonmusic.com/COS. You'll get over 100 million songs in stunning HD sound, on demand and ad-free, plus top ad-free products, including the Consequence Annual Report podcast. Every Amazon Music Unlimited subscriber now gets one free audiobook from Audible each month. Celebrate the best of 2024 with Consequence's annual report all December at consequence.net. And don't miss the companion podcast by signing up for 3 free months of Amazon Music Unlimited at tryamazonmusic.com/COS or clicking the link in the show description. That's tryamazonmusic.com/COS.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Apologies for being late.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK, WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button, of course, so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. You can grab us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. We've had some great guests who, of course, dropped by lately. In fact, Chris Robinson of the Black Crows was here, Desi Leidick from The Daily Show, Kim Deal of Breeders and Pixies, Colin Greenwood of Radiohead, Maynard James Keenan of Tool, Les Claypool of Primus, Patrick Gibson, he's playing Dexter Morgan in the new prequel series, Dexter Original Sin, Dave Navarro of Jane's Addiction, Pearl Jam's Stone Gossard, Kayla Wallace, you can see her in Landman on Paramount Plus, Maya Hawke, Joe Keery from Stranger Things, Jeff Daniels, just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, Troyan Belisario. You know Troyan from Pretty Little Liars, Feed, Plan B. You may have seen her movie Bites recently. She's back in a new police procedural drama. It's called On Call. I'm saying it confusing because it's so much more than any of those things that I just said. I mean, it's completely adrenalized, character-driven, 30-minute dramas, by the way. It's really helpful these days, 30-minute episodes set in modern-day Long Beach, and it follows Troyan's character, Tracy Harmon, as she navigates the complexity of serving the community, mentoring a new trainee, and the aftershocks of a former trainee's murder. And it incorporates body cam, dash camera, cell phone footage. It's so cool to watch, and it's a really great storyline. So Troy and I are going to talk about On Call. She'll share what drew her to the role of a police officer. We'll hear about her real-life ride-along experiences, offering insights into the responsibility first responders face. Troyan's also going to talk about balancing life as a mom, her passion for writing, and the creative freedom it provides between acting projects. The conversation also touches on the evolving dynamics of modern policing, and we'll hear some memories of Pretty Little Liars and so much more. So let's get into it. We're talking On Call, which you can find on Prime Video. It's Kyle Meredith with Troyan Belisario.
Hi. It is such a pleasure to meet you. And also, I have to say, it's a little bit like weird uncanny valley because I was watching, it feels weird to be like, I was watching your podcast. And so like you and your art and the room behind you are kind of like, you're kind of, it's kind of like a celebrity.
Well, thank you. I think the wall has become the star of the series.
But you're a part of the wall, if I can say that in the kindest way possible.
Part of it. That's it. Funny. So I was just talking about you the other day with my buddy Tyler Williams in The Head and the Hearts.
Really?
Yeah.
That's because, so wild.
Because so The Head and the Heart, you were in their video a long
their
time
music
ago.
Music video.
Yeah. Another story. Yeah.
Yes.
And and we were just we were talking interviews. They have a number one song in the country right now on one of the radio charts with their song Arrow. And I was calling and congratulating about that. Anyway, we got to talking about life and what's going on. And I brought you up. And he's like, oh, yeah, she was in our music video. And I was like, I've seen that video. I didn't even realize that. And I went back
That's
and watched it. And
wild. Oh, wow. Well, congratulations to them. That's huge.
It's not a bad thing. They're doing okay.
They're doing okay. They'll be okay.
They're doing fine. You seem to be doing okay, if you don't mind me rolling right into this and talking about On Call, too, which you've had already, it seems like, a busy year with Bite also coming out and wildly different projects, this seems like.
Totally. Wildly different projects. And it's been, you know, honestly, it's funny because this year has mostly just been me like being a mom, you know, which is great. Cause my husband's just been working nonstop and he, unlike me, I am very fortunate in that almost everything that I've done is like in or around LA and nothing that he's done is in or around LA. So it's great. Cause we get to experience loads of cool new places as a family. But it's funny that you say that about the year. Cause it's like, my year has mostly been like being a mom and taking care of our house and our dog and our two kids. So it's wild to finally be now like talking about a show that I'm on. I'm like, what?
this other life that you've had to lead. This is a
yeah, that I pretended. I was sort of telling my showrunners, I was like, I'm so glad that the show is coming out because it's felt for a while like I've had an imaginary boyfriend.
You put the sweater on the back of the chair. No, he goes to a different school.
He goes to a different school, but you guys would love him. You would love hanging out with him. He's the coolest. Hold on. I have to go take a call from him right now. Like genuinely, my friends are all like, were you ever on a show? Uh-huh. Is this thing real? So really? I'm very excited. I get to prove that I have a boyfriend.
You have proof. There it is. And what an exciting, entertaining boyfriend that you have too.
Did you get to see any of it?
I did. I thought I was going to watch a couple episodes, you know, start, you know, forming some notes and binge the entire thing in about a day and a half.
Oh my God. I am so, are you okay? How's your nervous system?
It was intense. Like it's an intense show. First off, let's you get to be a cop. And I think if you stick around this business long enough, everybody gets to play a cop at some point, right? Like what's the allure? Is it the sunglasses? Like what brings you into this world?
You know what's funny? I can't say it's not the sunglasses for sure. But I will say it is very funny because so many of my actor friends, when I said I'm playing a cop, they were just like, oh, that's so cool. I played a cop on this and I played a cop on that. You know what I mean? I think that there's just, first of all, incredibly engaging storytelling to be done. It's, you know, but it's the same kind of thing. It's like, are you playing a cop? Are you playing a lawyer? Are you playing a doctor? You know? And I will say I played a lawyer and I have not played a doctor yet, but this was my first chance at being a cop. So it did feel like a rite of initiation in the actor world as well.
Isn't it funny? Like those three things, like that's the things that, you know, the cliche things when you ask a kid what they want to be when they grow up, you know, and it's some version of that, you know,
totally.
Fireman might be in there or something, but like, and then if you get to be an actor, like that's, you get to do the things, right? You get to do the things that's as a kid, every kid wants to be.
So yes, because I realized when I was a young kid, I realized that I was like, well, I want to be a, you know, my parents would ask me like, what do you want to be? And I was like, well, I want to be a paleontologist. And they're like, that's very cool. And so I was like studying dinosaurs and all this stuff. And then I realized, I was like, oh, I just watched Jurassic Park. That's why I want to be a paleontologist. You know what I mean? And like, and then all of a sudden it was like everything unfolded from there. And I feel like as an actor, I always do that with films. You know what I mean? Like like watch a movie about a rock star, and everybody's like, well, cool, why shouldn't I be a rock star? And then you get it and you're like, I can't even fucking play guitar. Like, what do you mean? So it is a really fun way of working because you get to be all of these incredible things at such high levels, you know? And you get to really immerse yourself in the world of a photojournalist or the world of, you know, like an astronaut or so, you know. It's just, you get to do these amazing deep dives for characters. So it's endless fun.
Without having to deal with any of the actual real life situations that might come along with a job like having being a cop.
Because let me tell you, I got to go on a ride along, got to go on a couple ride alongs for this show. And it was, you know, you go out into the field with an actual officer, and you get a little like lanyard that says like ride along. And it feels like the craziest thing for you to wear, 'cause they're just like, yep, come on in, like get out of the car. And you're like, are you sure? Like, what do you mean? And so I remember once we were on a call and nothing, you know, like it was just a response and we were taking a report, but this woman was telling the officer, and then she turned to me and she started telling me what happened. And I was like, oh, no, I can't help you. I'm not ride along. Like, but it was
actor,
a very
actor,
but obviously you don't want to say that, 'cause then people will be like, oh God. But it was really a weird experience, having somebody turn to you and like project that onto you. And it was sort of the first step that I had in being like, okay, if you're going to put on this uniform and be in this role, like that's the way the world views you. You know, people look to you for help, or they look to you with a lot of history or fear, or, you know, and it's a complicated place to be. And that was just like my first taste of it. I was like, whoa, this is a thing, you know?
And we'll be right back right after this.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Troy and Belisario. My dad's a cop, and I think that he doesn't have this kind of life. Like, he's like an office cop, you know, that like okay. messes around the lunchroom the whole time. And I think this is not his life, what I'm seeing on this.
I mean, yeah, it is. You have to be a really, it's a wild, being any kind of first responder is such an incredible, it takes such an incredible being and mind. You know, there was this really incredible American Life episode that was one of the things that they did an interview for were these two gentlemen who were in like a lifeguard training scenario, and they heard somebody scream shark. They were swimming in the ocean, and everybody of course started swimming out, and they started swimming towards the person that was in danger. And like, to be the person that swims towards somebody yelling shark,
right?
You're a specific type of human being. And that's what's incredible about these first responders. And whether that's your natural inclination or that's the training that you've been through, is it's really amazing that when, you know, somebody is having something going on with their heart and drop, like you're the person that goes and it knows what to do. Like, that's incredible. So yeah, definitely.
You've got to be wired for that to some degree.
You do have to be wired for it. Yeah.
Well, and to flip the script a little bit, pun intended, you know, as an actor in this job, like mentally, what's that like? Because again, this is an intense show. And I don't know, you know, how much of that is in the editing versus how much is, you know, really there. But like, what is this job mentally? Is it different than the others others that you've had?
I think for sure it's very different. I feel very lucky in that, like, because it was in Long Beach and I'm based in LA, I would have like an hour and a half sometimes to really get ready and then decompress on the way home. 'Cause it is a wild thing to be in the midst of. And, And, you know, it's definitely a thing within the world of law officers where they talk about how hard it is to leave the work behind. And I was just operating, you know, on a set, but being in these kind of situations, your brain starts going, okay, you have to think of this as if it is real. And what do you have to do as a human being to walk away from that, you know, and then live the next part of your life or then go on the next call. So there's a lot of compartmentalizing. There's a lot of processing. And one of the things that was also, you know, super helpful for me beyond just talking to actual law enforcement and like hearing their stories and what it was like for them. And then asking them like, so what did you do 5 minutes after that? You know, so what did you do 1 year after that? The other thing that I would do is I started listening into police radio, and that was fascinating because they have to be so calm, you know, because you're communicating, and if you're not clear in your communication, help doesn't come. You can't relay the right information to paramedics to get them to the right address on time. You know what I mean? Like, so it was really interesting to kind of bring that part of the job into it. You know, that wasn't the way Troyan might react in a situation like that, which is like, you know, being like, no, you're the kind of person that like locks in, communicates and addresses it. And that's your job.
Those police radios. I had a grandma who was one of those people that, you know, had the scanner in the house and would just listen all the time. Like I have that core memory of just 24 hour. Like she'd be listening to the police scanner, and my grandpa was a truck driver, so he'd be on the CB radio. And there's something about that's, you know, a warped kind of nostalgia. Yeah.
A warped kind of nostalgia. And then look at you now, like creating also a podcast, and like, there's got to be some influence there, don't you think?
Something about that, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
You just need a little handle like they used to have. That's
wouldn't that be cool? A little dial.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. There you go. That's. You know, with his character too, and what you can talk about it, because there is sort of this, I guess, generational gap that's happening. You know, Harmon's the name, right? Harmon?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, veteran and working with this new crowd in a new world. What's that say about the storytelling? Because I think that was probably the first kind of like fascinating thing that I noticed that you all were going to dig into. Because cop shows, quote, you know, I mean, there's only so many things you can do with the formula to try to find something new. I think that's where it really gets good. And that's where I found it in this one.
Well, thank you. I totally agree. And I think that was something that I really loved about this project, was that there was a real focus on, there are so many cop dramas and there are so many cop procedurals. And I think the interesting thing about our show is they were very interested in talking about modern policing, not necessarily about the politics around modern policing. That's sort of inherent. You can't not talk about them, but that it was, now we view things through our screen. We are, you know, when we see like law enforcement, it's on a cell phone video, or we're watching body cam that's been uploaded to the internet, you know, and that's a big part of policing now that I don't know, you know, maybe it's being brought about in other police shows, but like that was a part of the visual language of this, of this TV show. I really loved, because it felt so much more real, and it felt so much more true to the era that we're in with policing, and how, you know, your response is viewed and it can be scrutinized, and from top to bottom, you know, you are upholding a responsibility to the members of your community at all times, you know, and it should be. It's like an insane responsibility to take on, to serve and protect a community. But I was just so intrigued by that form of storytelling, and I loved that we weren't shying away from it. And even within the first episode, my character, who I think I really align, you know, I don't know if it's maybe just because I was playing her, but I really align with her philosophies about policing and the way she wants to support the community. but she does something that is definitely not supposed to be done within the first like 10 minutes of the series, you know, and it's caught on body cam. And it's like, and it's wild because this is, you know, these are the people that we're following and we're getting to watch the fallout from that. And we're getting to watch how her other coworkers handle it and how her trainee handles it. And I just really loved that this whole first season for us was very much about, we kind of talked about it as like the battle for the soul of the next generation. You know, there's Eric LaSalle's character of Lasman, and there's my character of Tracy Harmon. We have this young trainee that we get to have input on and say like, this is who you're, you know, you get to be the next generation. And I have a lot of very strong feelings about what that means and what you should do and what you shouldn't do. And he has a lot of very different opposing ideas. And yet we are all still working together and have to figure out how to do that.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Troy and Belisario.
The fact that they have each other's backs as they talk about, like I love the layers of your character and Eric's character, because there is, as you're saying, you know, for all of the butting heads, there's still the cooperation in all that. Like I loved watching that unfold.
Yeah, thank you. I loved that about this show, that it wasn't about, it can't be about solving the case by the end of the episode. You know, that's why it's not a procedural. It's really got to be about the human beings in this job and how they, you know, how they human in this job. It's a crazy contradiction.
Also, Monica Raymond being in the first episode, I don't know what she worked. Couple days on set maybe, but she gets the whole season. Like that's nice. That's a cushy.
I mean, it's great. It's amazing. And she was, I got to meet her in the makeup trailer, and she's so wonderful and so amazing. And it's, yeah, it was really a wild, you know, I don't want to like give away any spoilers, but I remember when I was watching the show first and I saw her, I was just like, I'll watch this show all day. If I get to watch her all day, like she's just so beautiful and so magnetic that I was just like, yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, that's what I thought by the end of the season. I was like, I think she got as much camera time as a lot of other people on this.
yeah, she probably did.
You know, by the end of it. On the other side of everything, and I know we're getting close to the time here, but I did want to hit, you know, because like, how often are you writing these days? Because you started picking that up in the last few years. Has that become a new thing for you? Has that always been there?
It's the constant battle of my life, which is how am I writing and when am I writing? I feel very fortunate in that both my parents were writers and are writers. They're continuously writing. And they just put it into me at a very young age that they were like, okay, you want to be an actor? That's great. But you will have no control over when and most likely what you get to work on. The way you can have control is if you are writing and is if you are directing or you are producing, you know what I mean? That you have a hand in it from its inception. And so the first script I wrote was from frustration that I had booked a job and I had a month until then. And it was this weird thing where I was like, I couldn't go out and get like a coffee bar job because I couldn't be like, you only have me for 4 weeks. But I needed something to do with my time. And so I started writing and I started pouring myself into that, you know, while I was preparing for this other job. And then similarly, when I was on the set of Pretty Little Liars, I realized that I was like trying to, I don't know, stick my hands in other people's pies or whatever it is. And they were like, can you just like act? That's what we hired you to do. And I was like, fine. And I like went over to my chair in between takes and I wrote my first short script. And it was such a wonderful thing because I was like, oh, right. That's where I get to exercise. Like whatever this other thing is that it doesn't need to have a place here. This is my job that needs me in this way. And so in that same vein, when I became pregnant, I was so grateful because, you know, they were like, well, there's only so many roles you can play with that big thing in your belly. So I was really, I was like, okay, fine. Then I'm going to go write and I'm going to go direct. And it was a wonderful way to like have a creative outlet. So it's been kind of the same thing over this past year with my invisible boyfriend. Well, I've been waiting for him to become real and materialize and being a mom that like, I get to exercise that creative part of me where I get to, you know, still storytell in my little, it's so funny, I want to look in this because I'm looking at my computer right now. So I feel very lucky in that I have a lot of writing projects that I'm continuously returning to that keep me creatively fulfilled.
It's important. And I think anybody, as you're saying, that does stick around for long enough has to figure out, you know, to do anything like that. My son's just getting started in it, and we're in Louisville. So, you know, he's over here, but at the same time, I tell him, as like, if the role's not there, get on the crew. And he's done that. Totally. And it's been great, you know, and he's
so done great
crew work, you know, and he's learned all the sides and all that stuff. So, and then,
and you learn, that's such a great like piece of advice that you're giving him, because you learn so much about the craft. You know, I like the most I ever learned on a job about acting was when I was an understudy and never went on stage, you know? And if you don't get a job as an understudy, but you're working there in costumes, or you're doing the lights, or you're writing for your friend's short or their music video, like you're learning so much and soaking up so much, because all of a sudden you get to show up in a totally different way. And you're like, oh, that decision that I made affects that and that and that. And that I can bring to the next job, you know, when I'm.
And plus the work's always there. If you look at it like that, you know, it is
always there.
Yeah.
It is always there. I think you know what I mean by that.
Yes, I do.
It is also always there.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And it's the end of the year.
I know. Do you get to actually get a break?
I will be. I'll be taking a break. Yeah. I'm not booking Good anymore until the, I always say I'm not booking anymore, and it's, you know, sometimes it's not up to me, but it's looking pretty good. Like I'm not going to be booking anymore for the next couple weeks. So,
cool.
You know, and so, yeah, I mean, I've got it kind of mapped out ahead, and yeah, I think I'll have like 2.5 weeks. Now what I do with those 2.5 weeks is the funny part, because what I'll do is I'll find things to be busy on and start new jobs. Yeah. That's
sure.
Yeah. Because yeah. I don't chill very well. I just, you know.
Idle hands.
It's kind of the thing. So I'll come up with some project and it'll eventually turn into something else. So I will curse myself by July thinking, why did I start this with everything else that I have going on?
Totally. Why can't I just sit on the couch and actually chill? But it's impossible. You can't be that person, because then you wouldn't have an incredible show and be who you are. So.
Thanks. And congratulations on your boyfriend becoming real, because On Call, seriously, is such an intense and great show. And I hate that I've already seen it, because now I have to wait so long for more of it to happen.
Thanks. Well, welcome to my world. So I appreciate having more people in my boat. And thank you so much for taking the time to watch it and for talking with me. I really appreciate it.
My thanks to Troy. And On Call, you can find on Prime Video. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button before you leave here so you can get interviews sent to you every single week, just like this one. In fact, you can find us anywhere you get your podcasts: Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcasts from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget to give the series a rating, leave a review while you're at it. After all that, head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best of new music, bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classic tracks and favorites from the Beach Boys, Lou Reed, Sugar Daisy, Squeeze, The Fix, Elliott Smith, Neil Young, Pearl Jam, Knives Out, Tunde Adebempe, Death Cab for Cutie, Mavis Staples, and my interview with Jared Leto. That's what you get when you tune in weeknights starting 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
I get to close you out.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
15% off everything you can fit inside the bag is back at Menards. paints. Make painting easier by using a One Coat product. Grand Distinction is an interior paint and primer in one that will give your home a fresh, updated look. Right now, get 15% off Pittsburgh products and all the painting supplies you can fit inside the bag through January 12th. See store for complete details. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.